It's the day of the show, y'all. It's Oscar night.
Woo!
Oscar night 2021. Didn't think we'd get here, but no. We did.
Oh, bitch. Wow. You're right.
It's here and we're together.
We're all together. Yeah. I can touch them.
Oh, my God.
I can touch you.
Yeah, so in case you didn't know, we were that's recording over
Skype. Voldemort!
Yes, okay. Very proud.
We're recording together.
Yeah, that's what I said.
We're all sitting at one table. It's
beautiful.
Because
before we were over Skype, and now we're together on the table. And now
we're all vaccinated, and it's beautiful. And in case you're wondering, you're listening, do we have thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
Every year, we have our Conversations with Oscar series where we watch all of the Best Picture nominees. And this year is no different, even though it was a strange, strange little year. We watched all 8 movies, and we have an episode dedicated to each one. Go back and listen to them. And tonight, we're going to talk about the show, the award show. Who won, who lost, surprises, upsets, all of it. The drama. It's here. It's now. It's the Oscars.
Yeah!
Did you write that down?
Cool. I did not. That was off the cuff.
First of all, man, I'm screenwriter right here. Look at that.
The writer. Of the group, in case you can't tell.
She is the writer.
So you're the writer. Joy's the
stylist.
I'm just the extra.
No, you're the director.
You're the marshmallow that glues us together.
You are. You're the visionary.
So there's a marshmallow in this movie?
You're the producer.
I mean, that lady wore a marshmallow to stage.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
One of the soul co-directors.
One of the soul people that went up on stage, the woman, earlier in the night when we were watching the red carpet, we were like, what is that fucking marshmallow dress? We were making fun of her, and I was like, you obviously can tell she's not important because she did her own hair, and she didn't have stylist or whatever. And then she got up on stage to win an award, and I was like, well,
boo-boo.
My instincts are off.
Really, boo-boo the fool was her for, not asking for anyone else's opinion on her dress.
It was not a good choice.
No.
But I apologize for saying you were unimportant. Everyone is important.
No, you meant it.
Crystal, I'm trying to be diplomatic here.
Yeah,
by the way, that's Crystal.
Yeah, because I'm Crystal. The Academy's diplomatic. Cool.
And I'm Anna.
And I'm Joy.
That girl's sitting and she's pissed.
Okay. So do we want to dive into the... No, let's talk about overall feel. How do we feel about...
Love not having a house.
The production, the setup. It was at the new museum.
No, it was at some Union Station in L.A.
Oh, I thought the whole thing was at... Oh, never mind. Mm-hmm.
The
Don't
song performances pre the show were at the museum.
Correct.
Got it. On their big, beautiful patio. That shit was cute.
I've watched pretty much every award show this season, and it was the most return to normal as possible as they could have gotten. I kind of wish I had more, clips. It was just a bunch of people talking.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's just me personal.
There were definitely moments where I felt like they needed clips, especially when they were doing original score. It was silent.
Yeah.
I was like, let us hear some of those scores.
Or even for acting, they didn't give any where's the Oscar clip that I normally get to see of them performing? The only thing that got clips, I think, was Best Picture. And international film. Documentary.
I legit forgot
two.
Already. We just watched. There's definitely should have been more clips. Just in general. I feel like maybe the year in cinema or something, and just the stuff that happened, movies that came out, maybe
give us a montage.
But I thought would have been stuff like that. But I think as far as COVID is concerned and restrictions, it was the best they could do.
It was a good effort.
Yeah, that outdoor bar looked really nice.
Gorgeous. I want to party there.
The venue itself, the theater or whatever we're calling it, was gorgeous. Yeah. I would love to go hang out there.
Yeah, let's go have dinner there.
Pretty.
We'll put it on our list when we go to the Academy Award Museum.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Because we will be going. And we've already decided we're going to stay from open to close.
Yep.
We're going to see every exhibit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're going to get the guided tours.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We're going to...
I want my handheld by an Academy Award winner.
I want to hold an Oscar.
I want a personal apology from them for various crimes they've committed against me.
We're going to go in with a list of grievances, and we will not leave until they have been apologized for and or corrected.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Exactly. We are going in protest.
So let's jump into the actual night. The first award of the night was for original screenplay. Nominated was Judas and the Black Messiah, Minari, Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, and Trial of the Chicago 7. And our winner was...
Promising Young Woman. Yes. Which I got that right.
Me too. Emerald Fennell won her Oscar. I think deserved.
Yeah, same.
I think any of those could have won, and I would have been like, I get it.
Yeah, considering the year, they were very creative, very original screenplays.
Yeah, strong, strong screenplays.
Yeah, it was like many of the categories that we'll go into, very hefty competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the general consensus for the year in total. It's just like there was so many good things happening in so many good categories.
Even our least favorite, which would exactly. be The Trial of the Chicago 7, still was written by Aaron fucking Sorkin.
And it had its merits that didn't, I mean, it wasn't a complete trash like some other things have been Oscar like years. Yes.
It's not like
Vice.
Vice, that I couldn't think of what it was.
Or other things that I can't think of right now that are in my head.
Yeah, so like, if your worst is Aaron Sorkin, you're doing good.
Yeah.
The bar's pretty high. So.
And also because most of them were like first features and like mm-hmm. first screenplays, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a good year. And a woman.
Yeah. Woo. Shout out. Love it.
Love to see it. And then next up, of course, we had adapted screenplay, which going into this, I mean, before we watched The Father, which won, mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
Oh yeah, by the way, this is spoiler.
We're recapping the Oscars
in case you didn't know.
But I really didn't have like a leg in this race. I didn't really care, but after I saw The Father, I was like, this needs to win.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad it did. I would love to see this on stage.
Same.
It'd be so interesting to see how it's presented.
I would love to stage. Yeah, I'd love to see how they change the apartment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I would imagine it's very subtle. I would mm-hmm. hope it's very subtle so that when you're watching it, you're like, wait, where what did that happened? Go?
Yeah, same as with the film.
How they interpret mm-hmm. it on first yeah. stage, yeah.
And then we went into international feature, which Crystal and Joy, you both saw the winner, another round with...
I loved that movie.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Yes, I loved so Mads good. Mikkelsen, yeah. Mm. I didn't... So it's based about these like four middle-aged guys who... having a midlife crisis, and they just start drinking as like a challenge to see how drunk they can stay all day, like how much they can drink. Like if we drink this much, we can be drunk all day. And because like they read some article about like being drunk makes you happier and boosts your mood, things like that. Because you know, one guy has having marital problems, the other one is like various things. So they're like, well, let's just stay a little bit drunk all day, and we'll figure that out. So that's the premise of the movie, and it's interesting how these guys like they just. Their relationship together is so great. Also, like, I don't drink at all, and I thought, like, should I start drinking? Like, is this, should I?
This is the only movie that she's ever had this response to.
I forget, I just watched this the other night, too.
Another round?
No. An interview with, oh my God, his name is escaping me, something Russell. He's a British comedian. He has a talk show. He's really great.
Russell Brand?
Not Russell Brand. His last name is Russell.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but I forgot his name. Russell.
With the eyes. Anyway.
He has eyes?
They're a little cross-eyed, but he's like really... It's not very obvious.
I just keep describing him because I love this.
He's blonde. He's very handsome.
I think I've seen him on Graham Norton before.
Yeah, probably. What is this? He's really great. But anyway, he did a segment... on one season of his talk show where he was looking into living forever, like what things to do to live a longer life because he's terrified of dying or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a segment with Greg Davies, who I love.
Love him.
And I forget which country it is that's like the happiest in the world. It's like Finland or Sweden or...
One of those Scandinavians.
One of those northern Scandinavian countries. But one of the things they have is called... pants drinking or something like that, where it's literally when you're at home in your pants, which to them is underwear, drunk. Like that's how you live a happier life. It's because they have long cold winters, so mm-hmm. how do you survive that when you can't, as we all know now, go out and do anything and you can't see anyone? It's get pants drunk.
Interesting.
I mean,
so it's a thing.
Yeah, that's such a European thing to like have a movie about being drunk the whole time. That's hilarious to me. But no, I was like, okay, we'll see what this is about. But I ended up loving it. And I did not think I was going to love it as much as I did. The director being nominated for Best Director solidified its international feature win, for sure. Because I thought if it wasn't that, it would be Collective, since that was double nominated. But Another Round was the clear winner.
And then we jumped to our first acting category, which was actor in a supporting role. Which this one, we knew it was happening. Daniel Kaluuya one for Judas and the Black Messiah. Deservedly. So happy for him. We're all dancing.
The way we're all shaking our ass right now. Shaking them titties.
Fun fact, Daniel Kaluuya's mother and father had sex. I don't know if you know that. They had sex one night, and like 39 weeks later, Danny Kaluuya came into the world.
Magic.
And 30 odd years later, he won a fucking Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch. He did that.
So aggressive.
I'm very happy for him.
I am too, but I'm not yelling.
I literally have not drank anything tonight. What the fuck?
Well, this is Joy. Joy is aggressive. You're not remember?
You're drunk off of my presence.
Honestly, that's doing it. Thank you.
I don't blame you. You fucking bitch, you're so happy I'm
here. I didn't
here.
Say anything.
That eye roll.
I literally just looked at you.
Crystal just did the biggest eye roll at
That's
me.
That's how my eyes work.
They just naturally roll sarcastically to the back of your head.
Yeah, they do that every so many... So, oh, just did it again. Oh, God. Can't control...
This bitch.
You know what we can't control? Our love for Jenny Julia.
Amen.
Way to bring it back, Joy.
Good
Thank
job.
You. Well,
also, Lakeith Stanfield looked... Girl. A snack tonight.
Bitch. Girl. Okay, the men literally.
I'm hungry.
Literally.
It is late, y'all. Sorry.
It's late and I've been moving all weekend. I'm exhausted. Forgive right my fumes. Horniness.
Honestly, the fashion was spectacular, immaculate. Thank you to Lakeith Stanfield, Coleman Domingo, and
where was
Leslie
he?
Odom Jr.
I didn't see him in any audience.
Yeah, where was he sitting? You're right. I didn't see. I would have seen his hot pink self.
Maybe he was in the garden because like the movie wasn't nominated. He wasn't really nominated.
He was in Trial of the Chicago 7.
No,
he wasn't.
He was.
That
in
was Yahya. Yahya.
Yahya. Oh my God.
The other black person.
Yes.
No, Coleman Domingo was in Ma Rainey, which was not nominated
yes.
for Best Picture, so he was just there as support. So
yes.
He was probably
okay.
In the garden.
He was invited to the party.
My mistake.
He was in the garden, not in the room.
Who? Okay, all right, cool.
Okay.
He should have been.
So moving on to the fifth category of the night, which was makeup and hairstyling, went to Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Hey.
Yes.
Honestly, the way that they glistened in that movie, 100%, yeah, that's where it should have gone.
The way they sweat.
That was all sweat, baby. The first
or
person of color
like
that was the... Sorry, hold our phones back.
I feel like that was the
first person of color who won that award, I believe, in that category.
Yeah.
Right? Female?
First black woman?
I believe. Oh, my God.
To win that category.
Seriously.
Again... This and actually that was that her that gave the beautiful speech?
I think so.
That she was like, I can't.
She
wait,
has a blue
I can't,
collar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like,
beautiful
I can't,
speech.
Beautiful, beautiful speech. She was like, I can't wait where we to the day that we don't have to
this
have
is a
first
norm.
That this is just normal. Yeah. It's
yeah.
Just, I mean,
I'm tired
yeah.
of breaking fucking glass ceilings.
I know.
There's shards everywhere. And we're bleeding.
Yeah. So Ma Rainey's costume.
That's
oh,
a beautiful way to put it. Thank you.
Let's make my hair. Never mind.
You're like. I don't know.
The wordsmith has been turned on.
Okay, we're cool with this. All right.
Okay, so moving on to costume design, also went to Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I picked Mank for this. I think Ma Rainey was great, but they only had, you know, the one set of costumes, really. They had that beginning number.
That's true.
But to be fair, they were in, like, pretty much the entire movie, they were in one set of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Clothing.
One day, right? It was one.
Yeah, it was just so that one day in the studio. But in Mank, I thought there were some fantastic.
I mean, Mank was a good choice because Amanda Seyfried's dress.
Just that one dress, yeah.
Good
shit.
Lord.
Although I will say it's the because I was watching a little feature on the costuming for Ma Rainey. It's very period accurate.
Oh,
I
don't doubt it.
The
it's very deserving.
And everything, yeah.
I'm just
yeah.
saying, like, comparatively, the number of costumes
mm-hmm,
and the
right.
I'm not saying the work wasn't any harder or any or whatever, but the Mank was also pretty period accurate.
True. Mm-hmm.
Plus, I the added trouble of having to do black and white, so you have to make
the
garments
true.
With
yeah,
different
and
colors.
Added difficulty.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it says Ma Rainey's Black Bottom costume design, Anne Roth, has become the oldest woman to ever win an Oscar.
Wow.
Mia Neal and Jamaica Wilson are also now the first black women to win an Oscar for hair and makeup.
The Ooh. Oldest woman?
This is the oldest woman to ever win an Oscar.
And this is not the same young woman who spoke.
No, it's for costume design.
Costume design.
Sorry. So the woman Roth, I remember her now. Yes,
yeah, the
sorry.
First woman who spoke, she was the first black woman to win Oscar for hair and makeup.
Yeah, I thought you were saying that was one and the same, and I was like, she was so young, and she's the oldest woman.
Well, she's a black lady,
so where does my...
Black don't crack, so she could be like 80.
True.
I mean...
There is truth in that statement. And now we're hopping over to Best Director. This was also a pretty given... award. Mm-hmm. We all kind of knew going in that Chloe Zhao was going to take it, and she did.
Yeah.
Broke another fucking glass ceiling.
First woman of color.
And only second woman.
In 92 years.
I didn't know she had braces.
She's so cute. I love her.
I zoomed into a picture of her on Twitter after the show, and I was like, she's wearing fucking braces. Like,
wait, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's adorable. How cute!
I'm obsessed with her, and I'm in love with her boyfriend.
Oh my god.
I saw him for the first time tonight, and my
heart...
That
was your first time seeing him?
Yeah, my heart was instantly aflutter. I was like, oh, hello. I have been hit by lightning. I am awake.
Oh my god. Ooh, okay, so now I can say... Okay, so Viola Davis's dress, the reason why her boobs were looking fucking amazing is because she was wearing a skin tone colored corset.
Of course
she was. That's why she was properly supported. And I did, when I zoomed in, I did see like a built-in bra-looking thing. But I love that I'm getting more information on her dress now. Thank you.
Her tatas were on point.
Honestly, boobs were the name of the game.
Boobs were looking
good. Please name
that
the podcast episode.
Boobs.
And boob tape. Boob tape was doing
best supporting.
I'm going to call it tatas are on point.
Do it.
They're going to be like, what are tatas?
Oh, the listeners, the two listeners that listen. Me and you.
And we'll listen to the first like 10 minutes to make sure it's working.
yeah, basically.
Oh god.
Whatever, we have fun.
Exactly.
And then we went to sound, and it very deservingly went to Sound of Metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, where literally sound is in the title.
A character,
and that's what the film is about. I would hope it would win Best Sound.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know why. I just immediately had a flashback to, let me brag for a minute. One time, in 2014, I believe it was, I was lucky enough to attend the Tony Awards.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was there.
You've done that.
The second to last row in Radio City, so I'm like in the whatever you were there. Nosebleeds. I was there.
You were there.
And sitting behind me was the niece of the guy... One of the guys who was nominated for sound for Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And my aunt and I were so sure it was going to win because we had just saw the matinee of that show the day of. And we were just, our jaws were literally being drug across Times Square on our way to Radio City. But the sound was so explosive in that show, and it was so great, and it was so wonderful. And so I had this idea of like opening my phone and like taking a picture of her when he won and like sending it to her, like texting it to her real quick to be like, yeah, I got you when your uncle won his Tony Award. And then they lost. And I was like, click my phone off.
Oh, so you jinxed her is what you're saying.
Probs, sorry.
Wow. Also, it's amazing to me that even the day of the Tonys, they still have shows to do.
They That's have wild. A fucking matinee. And then they literally rush to get ready because...
That's crazy.
At least matinees start at 2 or 3.
Close down the performance one day. Mm-mm. That's nuts. I feel like
people
that's...
are psycho.
Come on.
Give them a
break.
Literally fucking athletes. They've done studies where they put like the heart rate monitor and the tracker on... people on Broadway. They did it with someone in the ensemble of The Lion King, and then they did it with the guy who played the genie in Aladdin. And they're running like the equivalent of like multiple basketball games that a basketball player would play in one show. And sometimes they do two a day. Like, and because they're in old theaters, so they're like running up and down stairs all night to get to places. Anyway, I could go on and on about my love for theater performers. But we're going to move on to live action short. The shorts have a special place in our hearts.
So.
But this one can go fuck itself.
Okay, so Anna and I usually watch these. I only saw two of them, three of them. And even though I didn't want to choose Two Distant Strangers, I knew that it was going to win because the Oscars love to reward stuff like this. Case in point, Skin from, was it last year, year before that? Whatever it was, I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't like that movie.
And they're making a full-length picture
they
of
did
it?
Already. It's Jamie... Not,
it's it? Already done?
Yeah, it's been out. Jamie... Not Campbell. What is his name? He's dating Kate Mara. Or they have a kid together or something. What is his name?
Jamie Bell.
Jamie Bell. Yeah, he played the lead.
That's right. I remember reading that.
Garbage. This garbage, it was... Two Distant Strangers to me is not as poignant as it thinks... Not as poignant as it thinks it is.
No.
And then it slaps, like, the names of these slain African-Americans to, like, make us feel things when it's not even...
I watched that movie. Plus, they fucking bring a dog into it. And for those of us who, you know, are dog lovers or pet owners, it was devastating. It was ridiculously heartbreaking. And then, yeah, it just felt like they were, like... It felt almost like a Lifetime or Hallmark short film. The dialogue was fucking terrible.
It was.
The actors weren't fantastic.
No.
It was literally just like, what's a way to make bank off of what's happening?
Yeah, it was. They were also like, what
profit? I can't think of the word profit.
What was the point? Like, what were they trying to say?
And then the fucking cheesy. I still cannot get over. The fucking cheesiness of when he's bleeding out, the blood is in the shape of the country of Africa.
Ew.
The continent, the country.
Yes.
I'm going to go die. It was lovely being here tonight. I'm so glad my last night on Earth was with people.
And not alone. That's great.
Amen.
Yeah, this movie can go away. It should have been anything else.
I saw them all.
I was pulling for Feeling Through because I really liked that one.
Feeling Through was beautiful.
But the
Letter Room with Oscar Isaac, I really liked the idea of that kind of voyeurism. He works in a prison and he gets moved into the letter room. So he has to go through all the inmates' mail to check it for anything on it, anything in it, somebody writing them, hey, we're going to come and do this and we're going to hand you this. He has to read through all of that. And so this interesting voyeurism of him, like, looking into the lives of these people. But there's one letter writer in particular who catches his eye. She's writing to somebody on death row. I thought it was an interesting premise. I think it would be interesting to be explored more fully. Mm-hmm. And I know you said there was something about it being plagiarized.
Yeah, some accusations.
Some claims.
I didn't read into it, but... also, I wonder...
Interesting.
That... I wonder if I felt... Because the last couple of years, you and I have gone to see them in theaters, and we see them one after another. So I wonder if I feel different about these because I didn't see them one after another. Like, I saw one day and another one another day.
I watched most of them in one day.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because I bought the...
Oh, that's right.
I bought the big thing, which had all of the animated shorts that wasn't like on Disney and or Netflix. So it had Opera, Yes People, Genius Loki. It had those three. And then it had The Letter Room, The Present, and White Eye.
I saw The Present on Netflix, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go watch Two Distant Strangers on Netflix and The Letter Room. No, Feeling Through I had to buy.
Feeling Through is on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
I paid $2.99 for it, which I'm happy to.
It was on YouTube, and then they have the documentary that goes on. I think you should watch it.
I'm going to go watch the documentary.
So, yeah, we were not happy with this win.
No, not at all. And then jumping to animated short, it went to If Anything Happens, I Love You, which, again, is playing on...
What is that?
It's about this couple who lost their daughter to a school shooting. And it's kind of like... it's animated, and it's about her, remembering her life, and it's the parents who have grown distant, and she's died, and they're kind of, like, coming back together.
And you don't know she it's a school shooting until the end.
She's running into the school, and then her mom is, like, trying to stop her. It's, like, her mom's shadow is, like, trying to stop her, and it doesn't, and so she runs into the school, and then you hear the bang, the shots. And it just felt performed like it.
Yeah. Is that our issues with Two Distant Strangers are pretty much the same with If Anything Happens, I Love You. More or less the same. Also, Two Distant Strangers was worse to me. But I feel like If Anything Happens, I Love You, I think they were like, oh, Netflix, I need to see this, so let me watch it. Like, they don't, I don't think they watch them all.
Easy,
I have noticed that the ones that are American tend to win, because Bao was Disney last year and it won.
That's right.
Skin was U.S. Two Distant Strangers. Like, I mean, we've only been watching these for a few years, so, but I wonder if that's a trend.
It might be.
It'd be good to
also
look at
these
it.
Are both on Netflix, so mm-hmm. that's the probably the only two
they're
people
easy
saw.
To access, which is I think is a whole other issue. But I think
right because like if you really want okay, so it's nominated for an Oscar, it should be a little bit more available because like you want people to see it. Like,
or I don't know, maybe like they should be required to watch them all. Like, I don't know how they could figure that out, but like something you need to be able to prove that you've seen this.
How at this point do you not have? Yeah, they should like here's a link. And so we'll know when you complete the watch.
Something.
It'll send us a report thing back.
Like technology. Like, we've gone to the moon. Why is it so hard? Like, I don't understand.
Did we,
like,
though?
Just kidding. All right, stop. But I'm just thinking, like, Joe Schmo over here, makes the effort to watch these animated stuff. Why can't you? This is literally your job. I wish this was my job.
Also, every year after we watch these, I'm like, I'm gonna watch more short films because they're so great, and I never do, but I really want to.
Well, the YouTube channel that posted Feeling Through, he posted a bunch of short films, and like he'll have like there's one with Macy Williams that I saw, a couple different ones.
And then we need to finally watch Madre. Now that we're together, we can watch it
my
together.
God, yes. Okay, oh my so Sina, we watched a short film called Madre. And it was wonderful, and it was, like, exciting and exhilarating, but also, like, terrifying. And we were like, oh, my God, this needs to be a feature-length film. And years later, fast forward, it is. But it's only, like, in another country or something, right?
Yeah.
I think it's on...
It's a French...
On Amazon now.
Spanish right? movie.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, doesn't she go to France to, like, a beach town?
Because they're, like, on the border. They're in... Or near the border. Mm-hmm. They're in Spain. And then the little boy goes to visit his father, and they go on vacation to France... To like a beach in France.
Yeah, the whole short film is just a phone call. And I read that the feature film, the first part of the movie is the short film. And then they go from there.
Ugh.
So the first opening of the movie is what we've already seen.
God, so good.
But anyways, our pick, well, at least my pick was Opera.
Opera.
Yeah.
If you go watch anything, oh, it's man. Easy to find online. They have it on their website. It's Opera.
It's fantastic.
Animated short. You're going to want to watch it like 20 times in a row.
Yeah.
Because it's so intricate and it's so detailed. There's no dialogue. There's no... It's so wonderful.
Yeah, and I like the no dialogue ones because, like, it makes it universal. Everyone can
right.
watch it, you know?
And it was such a universal story.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Like, the most universal, I would argue. Because, like, I really like Genius Loki purely for the animation part of it. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. Like, watercolors come together. And then, like, each scene, within the same scene, actually, it would change. Like, different frames would be different types of animation or different types of paintings. Beautiful, beautiful. But my favorite would have been Opera, just because it was so different.
Yeah.
So, and then Burrow was cute. So I would seek out Opera, everyone, if you can.
And then we went from animated short to animated feature. And no surprise... Soul one.
Yep.
It's usually a Disney or Pixar.
Usually, yeah.
But honestly, this movie was so fucking good.
Most of the time, Disney or Pixar deserve it.
Is there one time they didn't, do you think?
Oh, we're going to have to go back on that list.
Okay.
That'll be interesting.
We'll go back.
Really, I have not seen Soul. It came out...
Which is amazing to me. I thought for sure you would have already.
I wanted to watch it on Christmas, but my aunt came over and she wanted to watch Wonder Woman. So I was like, okay, we'll watch Wonder Woman.
How was that? Did you like it?
No.
Yeah. I didn't think so.
We were both very bored.
We can talk about that later. This is not the time for that.
No.
So I always meant to go back and watch Soul, but then everybody started posting about how, like, soul-crushing it was.
I don't. I wouldn't say
not soul-crushing, but that everyone sobbed.
Yes.
Like, I was expecting to just, like, oh, beautiful. I wasn't expecting to have, like, existential crisis. Like, I was, like, having a crisis on the couch. Like, it was... I'm going to start crying again. It was so... I did a lot of thinking. Like, I remember the movie
Crystal
ended.
Fighting her feelings.
Shut up! I remember the movie ended. I just sat on the couch, like, staring at the wall, like, what do I do now?
Yeah, and
it literally broke me.
around the holidays, I'm not my emotionally strongest, so...
That also didn't help, because, like, me and Christmas ain't cool sometimes, and, like...
Okay, we're going to move on to documentary short to get Crystal out of this, even though Colette, which won, had us crying as well.
But, like, Colette is amazing, like, the woman Colette. I love her.
I wrote something, because...
There's a scene where she's wheeling in them. Sorry, Lucy is rolling Colette from her wheelchair into like a cave or something, like a tunnel, and she's like, "Man, if these heels, sorry, I cannot talk. If these hills could talk, they would scream."
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
I wrote down like the way she sees herself versus the way we see her. I think she's so brave and she's so humble and she's so strong. This woman has lived through, it's about her revisiting her past. She was in the French Revolution during World War II. Her and her family, you know, her brother was a part of a group that like hoarded and stole weapons, and she would write down train passes, what was coming in on the trains and what time and how many cars there were and what she would see, and they were helping the French Resistance.
She was 12 at the time, right?
Yeah. And then her brother was caught and sent to a concentration camp, and she goes to visit it for the first time. She's 90, and she goes with this young woman who is writing a book about her brother, and she works in a museum talking about like the French Resistance and all of that, and it was so incredibly moving.
Yeah, it's really good.
Her being there, and it was heartbreaking, but it was so beautiful.
Yeah, I just really like her as a person. She's that scene at the restaurant where they're trying to honor her, and she's like, "Just sit down, just shut up. Like, I don't fuck you guys. I don't need your performative whatever this is."
Yeah, they're putting on just the airs up of like, you know, we remember this so that we never do it again, and
yo, yeah.
We're so glad we can have you here and heal. And she's like, "No, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't need this. You don't need to do this for me. We're good. I'm done."
She's no bullshit, and I love it.
She literally like slammed her hand down on the table and was like, "We're done." And then like started drinking and moved on.
Yeah.
It was that's wonderful.
Amazing. I was like, "I love this woman."
And then because the Oscars love incestuous, not incestuous. They love sexual relationships with fish.
What the hell? Okay.
We're moving on to documentary feature in which my octopus teacher won, which Joy and I are going to do the secret penis, fish penis.
So I'm the only one who saw it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So
although I've heard it's beautiful.
It's beautiful because they're all underwater. And you learn about, like, I thought I was going to learn about octopuses. Is that the right word?
Octopussies.
Octopi?
I think it's octopi.
I thought I was going to learn about that, right? But it's just him focusing on this one that he meets. And it starts out with him. Yeah. And it starts out with him. He's saying, like, "Oh, I was going through stuff with my wife. Me and my son were getting along." And his son's like a teenager. And he's like, "Whatever." Then I went out to the water and I saw this octopus. And I saw her. He says her a bunch. He's like, "I saw her
there." Why is he sexualizing an animal?
And he... At first, I was like, "Am I just being immature about this?" But then he literally says, "I fell in love with her." And I was like, "Okay. All right. What is happening here?" I wanted to learn about this animal, and I don't really think I learned anything about it other than, like, he was in love. I don't know. It was really weird. But it won. I would have chosen Collective just because that story is nuts and it's real. I don't believe this man and his octopus love. Anyways.
No thanks.
So, I don't know what she taught him. Because it says teacher. You know, I don't want to know what he taught him.
Never mind.
So, let's move on.
Yes, please.
Visual effects.
Woo!
This went to the movie that we all thought was going to dominate this season. And this is its only nominee, Tenet.
No, it's nominated for production design as well.
Whatever, it's its only nominee.
Because it was going to be the only movie that came out.
Yikes, man.
Imagine the year we could have had if it was just like Tenet and Birds of Prey and like Bad Boys First for Life.
That would have been, I think they should have, I still think they should have left it at their own.
Margot Robbie would have gotten her Oscar.
First Cow would have been the first cow.
John David Washington could have gotten it for Tenet.
The cow could have given a speech.
That's what I'm saying. Moo. Moo. Moo, bitch, moo. That's what I want to say. Which I still haven't seen First Cow yet. I want to see it.
I know, same.
Remember me and Anna were like, oh my god, we need to watch this.
Last year when we went to go see all the shorts, we kept seeing the fucking trailer for First Cow in between each, because they did animate it, and then there was a little break, and then there was live action, and there was a little break, and then there was documentary. So in between each break, there would be new trailers, and it was always First Cow.
And the first time we're like, okay. We're like, no, it looks good now. I want to see it. We still have not.
No. A year and some change later.
A lot of stuff
happened. I still haven't seen Tenet.
Okay. Oh, so, mind-bendy to the mind-bendy.
Mind-bendy, timey-wimey, Jeremy-bury-me shit.
Yeah, like legit.
Wibbly-wobbly?
Yes. Yeah, all of it. All of it. Of my brain was wide. I was like,
I love that wibbly-wobbly.
What's going on? I know what's happening, but I don't.
Like,
It was like getting high off of time.
What's that movie?
That's a great... Put that as your Letterboxd review right now. That's amazing.
What is it, boo-boo? What is that movie? Jesse Plemons. It just came out. Didn't get nominated.
I'm thinking of Ending Things. I'm still so surprised it is not here.
Me too.
Because I thought for sure... That's why I wrote in my Oscar book. I was like, oh, it's going to be... No, nothing.
Not...
I need to watch that again because I think I didn't. I got it, but I was still like,
I know. I need to
watch it, Joy.
Yeah, we have to watch it together. Yeah.
I want to watch it again, and then I also want to watch it high.
Oh, okay. You know, another movie, I know we're not talking about it, but another movie I really enjoyed that I thought for sure would have at least been here, maybe in original screenplay, would have been The 40-Year-Old Virgin. I thought the movie was really good, it was really innovative.
Ooh. And he got nominated for like BAFTAs and like.
Yeah, she got nominated for original screenplay, but that's basically it. What? Oh, and then also, I think it was Spirit Awards.
Are we talking what movie?
The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Virgin.
Yeah.
Okay, I heard Virgin, and I was like, that movie's old. I don't understand.
Yeah, Steve Carell in his power. No, it's black and white, and it's about this woman in her 40s, and she's like. I need to do something different with my life. I'm going to be a rapper. And she just kind of just does it. And it's, like, so wild. And she, like, is, like, finding herself. It's really inspirational. And it just, it's so good. That's and I thought do. For sure I would have put it in an original screenplay. Because it was that good. Because she wrote it, directed it, and started it.
That's what I'm going to do. My new name is DaBaby2.
Okay. Sorry. DaBaby2?
DaBaby2.
To DaBaby.
DaBaby2. Cause I'm
but like Roman numerals, like two.
Yeah.
No, it's the word two. T-W-O.
T-O-O.
T-O.
T-O, yeah.
The baby up. To where? The baby to what?
That's the mystery.
The baby to where? The baby to what? Oh, that's my God. First single.
Her exclusive. You heard it here first.
The baby too.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, boy.
Coming to you this summer.
Oh, did you put an album together that quick? Shit.
Just my hit single.
Oh, okay.
Album, yeah, it's a single.
Album to follow.
Okay.
I'm going to go on tour and test the songs out.
All right.
It's a tour.
It's a tour. What category are we on again?
We're now on Best Actress in a Supporting Role.
Yay! And it went to
Young Jun Yoon. Oh, yes, for Minari.
My God.
The way she was thirsting after Brad Pitt won my heart.
Because that's Anna.
Every time we send each other hot pictures of guys, I always text back a gift gif of some animal like just licking something, like just his tongue licking something crazy.
Sorry.
I hope it never gets old because it's my favorite thing to do and I just want to... That's for your ears. You're welcome.
I can't look at him like that because he's the same age as my parents and that weirds me out.
Same age as mine, but he's still a fine-ass man.
He's very handsome, I will give you that, but I can't thirst for him because he's my father's age.
Old men can get it.
Yeah, that's true, though, because...
I mean, yes, they can, but, like, they got to be younger.
Not my father or older, because that's fucking disgusting. But you do you, boo, I guess.
If it's Brad Pitt, I don't think I could say no. If he came and knocked on your door and said, Crystal, I want you, would you literally be like...
I would say no.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're my dad's age. That's weird.
You need to watch Legends of the Fall, and then we'll have a conversation.
Okay.
You can't say no to him.
Anyways.
Yeah, but that's young Brad Pitt. How old is he in that movie?
Close He's your not- eyes and it's the same.
You want young Brad Pitt? Yeah, okay, let's do that.
I like old current Brad Pitt too.
I don't know about that.
Because I can be like, yeah, kids, you see that man? I was with that man.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
You know what? I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
What?
I don't want to. I'm not going to.
Sit right down. 10 times later. Anyways, very deserving win. Arguably one of the best parts of the movie that was already really fucking good. If you haven't seen Minati, go fucking see it.
Apparently backstage she was asked how Brad Pitt smells. She goes, I don't know. I didn't smell him. I'm not a dog. Because this she's a fucking so queen. Oh, yes. Yes, please.
I was going to say that.
I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. The next category, production design, went to Meng.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
I mean, deserved. It was great.
Yeah, it was
great. I chose the father is what I wanted to win.
Which is also a good choice.
Which was, yeah, it was great, too.
Because I'm just obsessed with the subtleties of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you do research on, like, how they actually, like, put it together and stuff and, like, all the work that went into it, really good. Very
it's
thoughtful.
It's the same situation, too. Like, they did so much in a small space compared to Ma Rainey. They did so much with little. Whereas Meg was like grand and different. Right. So yeah. It's like the same. Yeah. It's just different very sides similar. Of it, you know?
Yeah, beautiful. And then cinematography, Joy.
Oh my God. So I put down that I thought Nomadland was going to win.
Same.
That's me what too. I really thought it was going to do.
And my new boyfriend.
Oh my God. Chloe Zhao's
what's his name? Two J's? John James?
John Jacob Jiggle
Emerson. No. My brother, when he was little, saying that for
your
like,
brother has a first name?
My brother's name is Matthew.
That's good.
It's not John Jacob?
No, but he was obsessed with that song and would sing it nonstop for probably a good year. It was just...
Was this last year?
Yes.
Okay.
No. When he was when he was real little, like kindergarten, first grade, it was always John Jacob. Jingle, we were like, Matthew,
learn that from Barney.
Learn a new fucking same. Song. I remember from Recess.
Oh. You went to Recess with Barney?
I mean, I did go to elementary school with a girl who was on Barney.
Oh.
Yeah, because we're from DFW, so, you know, it can happen.
Did she lie about it? Actually, I didn't know someone who was on Barney, and we went to their... Okay, so his mom was friends with my mom. They were both in Lulac together, and he was on Barney, and we went to their house, and he was like, oh, my episode just arrived because they got in VHS. And he was like, can you guys sit on the couch? And we're like, okay. And he made us watch his episode.
I would do that, too.
I was like, I don't want to watch Barney. Okay. He was like, look, that's me. And because, like, they had, like, the episode was some, like, crank they had to pull, and then, like, stuff came out of some whatever. And he was like, oh, I'm going to crank it right now. And just, I'm like, okay. And he was, like, older. Like, he wasn't a kid. He was, like, a little older kid.
Then that's weird.
I know. And I was like, I don't want to watch Barney with you, sir. I don't even know you. It was really weird. Anyways.
The next award. Oh, we're still talking about cinematography. My bad.
Yeah, go ahead. So sorry. Mank was visually perfect. There was not one shot that was not great. Everything was great.
Beautiful.
Everything was a photograph. Nomadland was like that too. I would probably put them a little bit tied because they were both great. The only thing that was not cinematographically great was Trial, and I didn't watch News of the World, so I don't know.
News of the World was fine.
It was very standard.
It was standard Tom Hanks. It's about like Indians, but there's like really no Indians in it.
Mm. Well, so like, you know, Hollywood.
I don't know, whatever. Although, it's interesting because, like, it's about Tom Hanks who travels to different... It's in Texas. He travels to a city in Texas and reads the news. Because most people can't afford the newspaper or they can't even read. So he'll buy all these different newspapers from different cities. And he'll just, like, okay, in the news today. News of the world today. And he'll just read different stories from everything. And, like, because he's Tom Hanks, he's, like, animated and they love him. So they'll pay a little extra for him to be a little... to do about it. And it's fine. It's not... like most exciting movie ever, but
is this the movie with the little girl?
Mm-hmm. But there are some like wide shots of the land and them traveling, all that stuff. But it's, I mean,
Yeah, I mean, it's but fine. Nomadland definitely did that, and it was very
beautiful,
very it was sensitive, a lot of kiss and very face. Thoughtful. About
with News
it.
Of the World, it was a lot of bird's eye view. Nomadland, it was like a lot grounded, and yeah. It just different way, different.
Yeah, Nomadland was beautiful. Mank was beautiful.
It's you're like, beautiful.
When I was, you are also beautiful. So are you. When I was trying to put together the post on Instagram. I was looking for cinematography shots, and I could not choose with Mank and Nomadland. I had like 30 shots, and I had to narrow them down to 10, and it was like painful because they were so good.
It literally hurt her. She was like, ow!
Oh. Yeah, I heard her like...
yelling?
Yeah, all the time.
I remembered the Ashley Simpson sound.
Oh
my Which God. I will not do for you today, podcasters.
If we had a Patreon, that's what you would have on the Patreon.
That's the After Dark show.
Oh,
God. Next category.
Editing. Went to Sound of Metal.
So excited that they got like, they really got like some awards. They got two.
I'm so happy.
Joy, I have a feeling every time you say that you think it's one more and you're like, oh, it's two. Ooh. Two's a lot.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was going to get anything because, I mean, other than like sound. After, so the fact that it got more than just sound.
At one point, Joy goes, wow, Son of Metal's won a lot. How many is it won? And Krista goes, two. She goes, two's a lot.
It's more than one.
I mean, no, I mean, I'm so happy it won as well. I think it's deserved. That just made me laugh. Two's a lot. Like, oh, I thought it was more like four.
Optimistic over here. I mean, technically
it's double one, so.
Wow. Okay.
That's a lot.
So much. And then we went to original score. Which went to Soul.
I love Soul, deservedly, and it deserved yes. win. I'm just so mad this is the only category that the Five Bloods is in. I'm going to go down to my grave being still mad about this. The Five Bloods. The movie was so good. Wyatt's only nomination is score. Of all things, disrespectful.
No acting.
Not. Racist.
I mean, fair.
Although Soul won. But you know what I mean.
No, but we're talking about other categories where, you know.
And I think that was definitely my favorite of the scores. Like, News of the World is fine. Minati is also probably just my so second favorite.
Yes.
And Mank is also really great. But Soul, to me, is so inventive. Both sides of it. The jazz part and the Nine Inch Nails part of it. It's just so interesting. And you instantly are, like, hooked.
Did it sound like nails?
Yeah. You're instantly hooked, and like it brings you into the atmosphere.
What's that laugh? I don't know.
It brings you into the what it's called.
Environment?
The world that they're in.
The environment.
The big before, or the big after, or whatever it's called. The big beyond?
Beyond. The beyond. Beyond something. Beyond.
Anyways, the world where they're in.
Joy, when she pretends she knows something. The beyond. The beyond. The beyond.
I don't know why I ask you.
Two's a lot.
I don't remember. God.
Anyways, it brings you into this world instantly, and you feel part of it, and it feels unique and different, and it's fantastic. That was the correct winner, for sure. Mm-hmm. I love that they let John Baptiste talk the entire time.
Yes.
He's great. So, yay. Anyways.
Watch the Five Bloods. And then number 20 was original song. An original song went to Fight For You from Judas and the Black Messiah. My choice was Husavik from or My Hometown from Eurovision.
Have you seen Eurovision, the show?
I have. Not like the actual show? Oh, okay. Eurovision. I did watch the movie.
Oh, okay.
The movie is very
I've never
very
seen
cool.
that. Like I've heard of like music from Eurovision, the show.
Eurovision gave us ABBA.
Oh, that's right.
What?
They won with Waterloo.
I forgot about that.
And launched ABBA internationally.
Shut up!
Where have you been?
Wow, bitch. Even I know that.
Oh, I don't
Waterloo,
know.
Waterloo, couldn't escape if I wanted to.
And I don't, so.
It's great. There's Waterloo. a lot of good songs that have come out of that show. I've never seen the show, but.
I've seen, like, bits and pieces.
But I've never seen the show, or the movie. But I thought it was going to be Speak Now.
I also thought it was going to be Speak Now.
I thought it was going to, which I would have loved for Leslie Odom Jr. to win.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. It is very late.
Wow.
And I've
She's
had soda.
A lady.
My pick was Husavik
I mean, I love her.
Which I feel really stupid. I feel really stupid for watching the movie and thinking that might actually be Rachel McAdams.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Oh. Oh, Rachel McAdams singing, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Was not her.
Anyways, yeah, so it won the Grammy, so also won the Oscar, so good for that.
And then, in the weirdest twist that we've ever seen at the... Well, we did... Maybe not the weirdest thing that's ever happened at the Oscars.
But definitely top three.
Best Picture was announced next, ahead of actor and actress.
Which we were... The three of us were like, did we accidentally fast forward?
We were convinced we missed the...
Wait, didn't... Did we do Best Sound already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm sorry. Was I asleep during that? Sorry. My brain.
I heard your snores.
Oh god. That's my fear.
Yeah, so then we went to Best Picture, which was very strange, very ill-placed.
What the fuck?
And it went to...
Didn't make any sense.
It went to Nomadland.
Which we all predicted.
Anticipated.
Yeah.
We all anticipated. Fine. We're very happy it won.
Yeah, good for them.
It's a great movie in amongst great other movies. Mm-hmm. But so when they're giving their speeches, we're trying to figure out what the hell is happening. And we all think this means it's leading up to a tribute to Chadwick Boseman winning Best Actor. Because that has been long predicted. He's won a lot of awards.
Every single
award leading up to this.
Basically.
He deserves it. He was phenomenal in that role. And... I think I talked about this a little in another podcast, but I was worried that he was going to get all this attention for this role because he had passed, not because he was good. And so I watched it and I was like so happy that he was so phenomenal. I was like, oh my God, he deserves everything that's coming to him. And then we're going to skip Best Actress for a minute and go right into the last award of the evening, which was Lead Actor. And it went to Anthony Hopkins for The Father, which... deserved.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins was phenomenal
his
in
best
father.
Work. One of his best work.
Yeah, I think we talked about before that it could honestly be a three-way tie between Riz Ahmed, Anthony Hopkins, and Chadwick Boseman. And
yeah.
We'd be chill about that.
One of our favorite movie reviewers, David...
Ehrlich.
Let me see. I have it.
Did you say leading role already for a female?
No, we skipped over it. We're going to go back.
Because of this.
Look what I did.
I circled Chadwick Boseman without even realizing.
Look, I couldn't even highlight Anthony Hopkins on my ballot because it feels wrong.
David Ehrlich said, "Everything about that was a bummer. Oscars fucked up big time, not saving Best Picture for last. Boseman didn't get the tribute he deserves, and Hopkins gets a what the fuck just happened moment for the single best performance of his career."
Yeah, that's right on the nose right there.
And that nailed it right on the head.
Yeah, because everything's tainted now.
Because after I saw The Father, I was like, oh fuck, he deserves this. And so does Chadwick Boseman.
If there was ever a time for a tie.
Really, and it was heartbreaking that Chadwick Boseman didn't win. And it was heartbreaking that Anthony Hopkins won in this way. You know?
Yeah. He's like probably asleep at home, not even knowing what's going on.
Yeah, no, because he wasn't even there for the award.
He's at home sleeping, probably.
And then we thought, oh, because they're putting both actress and actor last, maybe it's, you know, Viola Davis is going to win, and she's going to be part of the tribute to
Chadwick Boseman.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like this big celebration of that movie, of them, of their performances, and of his life.
Yeah.
And then actress in a leading role goes to Frances McDormand for Nomadland.
And again, we liked her performance. We thought she was great and
deserved, worthy
of the award, but it just felt so... jarring.
It felt so cheap. It was like a gut punch. Like, why are
it really
you,
was.
Why are you okay? So why would you like prepare us for something? Like, we're emotionally ready. People are invested in this. Like, fans of his and like fans of the movie are already invested in what's supposed to happen. What literally almost every other award show has inevitably predicted was going to happen, and then this fucking 180 shit on both categories, like.
Make it make sense.
It does not make sense.
And I love Frances McDormand, and I love her attitude, and I love her approach to things. But to go from the big award of the night, the best picture, to then her, and she's very nonchalant. She gives a very short, very wonderful speech, but it's just short, and it's very quick. And then it's best actor, and Anthony Hopkins wasn't even there, and so they accepted it on his behalf, and then it was like, and that's it, folks!
Yeah, it was... It ended so abruptly and so oddly. Like, what?
It's just like everything, all the steps. Like, we're walking up the stairs, and, like, we know what the next step is going to be, and then there's, like, no stairs. And we just fall.
It's like the Oscars, like, how can we fuck it up the most? How can we do that? Let's figure
that
out.
How can we top the envelope switch from before?
Oh, my God.
Like, how can we make it hurt more?
I am so confused.
Yeah.
That the decision to move Best Picture was weird and unnecessary.
Yeah, exactly.
It kind of ruined the night.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Because now we're all just sitting here, like, literally with question marks on our faces. Like, what the actual fuck?
And I hate that it put this taint on Anthony Hopkins' win.
Yeah, because it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve that. It's like they set him
and
up
I know,
for...
like, he's, you know, he's old. He doesn't care. He's probably just...
Like Bong Joon-ho said last year, this is a local festival. This is for the locals, okay?
Yeah.
This is not international. This is a local award show. Okay.
It was just a bummer of a night.
What a mess.
Of an ending.
I mean, COVID has taken so much from us already. Why this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just don't understand. Make it make sense.
So that was...
The Oscars, I guess. I really hope they just, like, retract a statement and they're like, hey, I'm sorry. We fucked up. Why did we do this out of order? Because we're stupid.
I'm very puzzled. Yeah, I am hoping for some kind of explanation as to why
they
thought
somebody
it was a
better
good
be
idea.
On Good Morning America tomorrow, the producers of the show, and be like, so this was our thinking.
So Chadwick Boseman's never going to be able to win an award... an Oscar ever. Like, that's it.
For, like, his literal best performance. Literally that performance, like, because I had the same thought. I was like, they're talking it up a lot. And I get scared when people talk up a lot, like, a role or a movie, because I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to hate it, or I'm not going to like it, or it's not going to live up to all these things that I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was literally blown away.
Yeah.
I was literally sitting on the couch, like, just... in awe of what the fuck I'm seeing, because that was like an acting masterclass. It was just amazing.
The movie's called Ma Rainey's, but it was his movie.
That speech he gives was his.
And then it's not even nominated for Best Picture, which is a whole other issue.
Yeah.
But like, I remember watching that thinking, like, that's it.
That's the best picture.
That's what it is.
Best picture.
And then like me crying right after thinking, like, he's not gonna see this. Like, he's not gonna see every... Ugh.
Oh my God.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I'm heartbroken for him and his family and for the people of that movie, because they deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's a damn shame.
But we got to watch it together.
That's true.
We're healthy and safe together.
We ate a meal together. We're
literally sitting a foot away from each other. We haven't done that in over a year.
I'm literally going to cry.
Honestly, fine. That's cool.
You guys live together.
Yeah, but I don't talk to her.
Yeah, I work all the time. Yeah.
But you cough on the couch and then you turn around and she goes and sits on it. Like,
no, I lice all that shit real quick. No, I'm kidding. I don't.
Sorry, that was visual and not...
Yeah, we're not audio. A visual podcast, so, you know, it's kind of hard for them to get...
You're welcome.
Describe it, basically.
You're welcome that we're
oh my
not
gosh, we get a YouTube channel?
Remember what YouTube video we did?
Remember to like and subscribe, and don't forget
God.
To hit that notification bell.
We did do a YouTube video. What were we thinking?
Big Little Lies. That's what it was.
Oh, my God.
We needed to talk about something and you weren't home.
I thought it was Game of Thrones.
No,
it was Big Little Lies.
It
would have
been way more heated.
Bitch, I would have thrown my computer.
Yeah. Why do we think that was a good? Because we didn't have any makeup on. We had t-shirts on.
It was like early morning. Early morning.
We had coffee in our hands because we had just made coffee.
Who were we?
Oh, I think it's because you weren't there, so we didn't have anyone to talk about it with.
Yeah.
But I don't even know.
Shame.
Anyways, maybe I'll link the YouTube video if you want to see that, but
I don't think you do.
I mean, it's just hidden on my YouTube now.
Trump objects.
Like 5 views.
Sorry, I was trying all day. I'm trying to remember, what was that Amy Adams show that I really liked? All day, a literal
sharp
all day.
Objects.
And I just remember right now what it's called.
I was like, wait, you were talking about Sharp Objects or Big Little Lies?
Sharp. In the shower too, I was like, what's that show called? All day. I thought about it this morning, like when I woke up, I was watching the Octopus Teacher movie, and I was like, what's the name of that show?
And I could have just looked it up in my phone. But I was like, I'm going to remember. Come on, memory.
You did it.
This vaccine going to mess me up. I remembered right now at 12:09.
I'm so proud of you.
Look at your brain. Big brain happening. Galaxy brain.
It took it 12 hours, but I got there.
You know what? She did that thing. Oh my God. Achievement.
Unlocked.
There you go.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, that's the Oscars 2021.
All right, folks, that does it for us. We'll be back next year.
A shit show.
Yeah. For another Conversations with Oscar series, but more importantly, coming up, be on the lookout for our next Oscars Rewind, where we will be looking back at the 2015 Oscars. Mm-hmm. And we already did one episode because we got a little excited. So go listen to
American Sniper.
American Sniper.
So I promise it's better than the movie.
For real.
So go listen to American Sniper and then be on the lookout for Boyhood coming out. That's
soon.
Next on the docket. But it's not going to be immediate. So
just give us time, okay? We're grieving from Chadwick Boseman, okay?
We're grieving, we're moving, we're unpacking.
We're
literally and physically. Literally and
unpacking,
and,
yes.
And mentally.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing too much of that this year.
I'm going to go home and see my dog. Oh, God, I just reminded myself of Two Distant Strangers and I want
to
go die.
Ew, don't do that to yourself.
Just delete.
That's it. We're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Bye.
Have a good night. Bye.